Let's go.
Alright, stop what you're doing, cause I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny, but yo, I'm making money, see? So yo, world, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather round, I'm the new fool in town, and my sound's laid down by the underground. I'm drinking a bottle of Hennessy you got on your shelf, so just let me introduce myself.
My Ken Hodge, and welcome to the KHP, Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. Today, I'm going to podcast to Columbus, Ohio, about holiday scheduling, holiday posting, in a small little tidbit that we have in the Columbus, Ohio Local Memorandum of Understanding, when the union should meet to discuss holiday scheduling. So we got three topics that we want to talk about this morning. Let's go. Now, before we get into the national agreement, which makes the conversation open to every National Postal Mail Handlers Union contract, I want to start off with a specific item solely for the Columbus, Ohio processing and distribution. Now, item T of the Columbus, Ohio's LMOU, Local Memorandum of Understanding, item T, the last paragraph of the entire LMOU reads, 14 days prior to the holiday posting date, there will be a meeting on each tour between the union and management to discuss holiday needs. As many employees as can be spared will be excused from work on their holiday. Now, that's the language in the local LMOU for Columbus, Ohio, and it also is an unwritten rule that on a holiday schedule, you are not going to staff your plant with a normal workday complement. If so, there's no need to have a special category called holiday scheduling. So remember, in the Columbus LMOU, there's a item T, last paragraph 5, talks about a meeting. Now, on this meeting, and in Columbus's case, that meeting should have taken place on the 19th. May 19th, there should have been a meeting on all tours to discuss holiday needs. Let me tell you how that meeting goes. Union, if they have the meeting, and I'm not being negative, but I'm being real. If they have the meeting, union personnel, well, let me stop. Let me tell you how, to the best of my knowledge, I remember that meeting going. Postal management gives the union a copy of a rough draft of a holiday schedule. The union looks it over, voices opinions or whatever, and then postal management either takes into consideration some of the union concerns or they don't, and then the next Tuesday, postal management has to post that holiday schedule for it to be timely. So the timeline I just gave you was the Tuesday preceding the Tuesday's posting of the holiday, Columbus, Ohio union officials, union management, there's a Freudian slip, Columbus, Ohio union officials meet with postal management. They discuss holiday needs. Now, let me start off by saying this to Columbus, Ohio. If you've never had to make a holiday schedule, how do you really understand holiday needs? So when the union meets with management, the union should be in a position to say, since our contract allows us the autonomy to talk scheduling with you, how about this? And I want to say, yeah, I keep the upper hand on that only because I can, but I can't think of any other union person that can make holiday schedules. And when you got to make them, it gives you a much better insight on how to regulate them. It only makes sense, folks. So union management meet, management tells union this is what I want to do. Union is usually in no position in Columbus, Ohio, to give them any fire back other than you got too many people. So usually management tells us what they're going to do, and they do it, and we think that that's contract compliance. I say very, very, very far from it. See, in order to be a good representation of the craft and get as many people off on holidays, it's important that you understand staffing and scheduling somewhat. Now, you don't got to be a manager, unless you were like a former manager. But no, you got to understand that. So you always try to negotiate from a position of strength. I know that's a posture that a lot of unions don't particularly care for, but you got to negotiate from a position of strength. And sometimes, well, not sometimes, I am always of the feeling or the opinion, if it's in the contract, you violated it, then you can't make a deal with me. I can make a deal with you, but you can't make a deal with me, because I'm going to push that because I am committed to contract compliance. Again, if it's in the contract, you violate it, then I'm not looking for your deal. You should be looking for my deal, because I'm going to push that, but you can only do that if you are a somewhat subject matter expert in the areas that you're trying to defend or represent. Let's get back to holiday scheduling. Holiday scheduling on a national level. I'm not going to break down all of Article 11, which deals with holiday scheduling, but instead, I'm going to talk to you about Article 11.6 and 11.7, because there are some nuances to 11.6 and 7 that there is no way you're going to get this simply by reading that article of the contract. Yes, I'll say that again. By reading that article of the contract in its entirety, you are not going to get what I'm about to give you, because that's just what I do. Here we go. Article 11.6, National Postal Mail Handlers Union contract. Let's get it on. Article 11, we're going to go to section 0.6, holiday schedule. The employer will determine the number and categories of employees needed for holiday work, and a schedule shall be posted as of 12 noon on the Tuesday preceding the service week in which the holiday falls. As many full and part-time regular schedule employees as can be spared will be excused from duty on a holiday or day designated as their holiday. I'm going to explain to you the part that I said you would not get just from reading what I just read. Now, in Article 11.6, we talked about having the schedule posted Tuesday preceding the week of the holiday. Let me tell you what having that schedule posted translates to me. There was an arbitration decision by arbitrator Gimser, and it dealt with holiday scheduling. Now, when it says in the Article 11.6, having that schedule posted, means, this is how I interpret, and please do the research. If you are selected to work on the holiday or the day designated as your holiday, the Postal Service can change your schedule for that day. This is what I meant by there's no way you're going to get this from reading Article 11.6. But when the Post Office posts a schedule, if you are affected by that on your holiday or your designated holiday, they can alter the time that you're going to report to work. And let me tell you something, I don't see any limitations or length of time that they can alter, let's say 2 hours one way, 4 hours another way. I don't see anything in reference to that, but I need members to understand, when you volunteer to work that holiday now, you also need to volunteer a state of mind that says you're going to be flexible should management decides to get extra and move schedules around for the holiday. Again, if the contract is going to allow postal management, and if I'm wrong, let me tell you something. I read the contract. I'm reading this arbitration case, the whole case. I'm reading the Kim. Everything that I'm saying to you is my understanding of what I've read. So when you get drafted or when you volunteer to work a holiday, understand that postal management has a right to change your schedule on those days and those days only, not for the whole period. On your holiday or your designated holiday are the only days and the only time the post office can change your schedule without being subject to out of schedule premium. Please hear that and tell everyone in Columbus, Ohio and elsewhere, because it seems that management is trying to get tricky, because it's not normal that they would change any hours on a holiday. But now they're trying to get tricky, get creative. If they attempt to change your schedule and it's not your holiday or your designated holiday, please make as much noise as possible to your union so they can get that corrected rather than fight to get it adjusted. Now, did it make sense when I said to you, you're not going to get the part about the post office changing your schedule on a holiday posting just from reading Article 11.6. But this is an arbitration decision that came in that complements or defines Article 11.6. And let me tell you how I ended up at this arbitration decision. There was an issue, so I went to the Kim. Excuse me, let me tell it like it was. I was directed to the Kim, and when I read in the Kim, in the question and answer period, that management can change the scheduled hours of full-time employees on holiday, I found that to be quite interesting. Again, information always in the books, but sometimes we look over things. And the question was, are full-time regular employees entitled to work the hours as posted in the holiday schedule? Key phrase here, holiday schedule. Yes. In fact, employees are entitled and required to work the scheduled hours as posted, even if those are not the hours of their regular schedule. Now, when you look in the Kim, it just tells you holiday schedule. But it gives you a source of where that answer was derived from. And the source was a national arbitration award, Hotel 8 Charlie-5 Delta-Charlie, 15429. The arbitrator was H. Gamzer, and it was an October 25th, 1982 decision. Now, if you just go to the Kim and read that without getting the arbitration decision, you may walk away from that reading with an understanding that management can change your schedule during the whole holiday 2 or 3 day period. And that is definitely not what this is referring to. If you read the arbitration decision, the first thing you have to keep in mind is everything that you're reading in Article 11 only applies to holidays. So when you see management changing schedules, when it's posted, you have to keep in mind we are only talking about holidays. So after we read about full-time regulars are not entitled to the work hours, are required to do their normal schedule, well, I got a little curious about that because I've never actually seen that done. But if they have the right to do it, I feel it necessary that we understand to the what extent or the limits they can do it. And they can only do it on the day or on your holiday work day or the day designated as your holiday is the only time that can take place. And that, in order for that to take place, it must be posted the Tuesday preceding the holiday week. Now, so we started off with Article 11.6. And from Article 11.6, we go over to the Kim Interpretation Manual. And it says you can change the schedule of full-time employees on holiday scheduling. It gives you a reference to an arbitration decision. Now we're going to read the part of that arbitration decision that I thought rendered the most direct response to the interpretation in the KIM, and that is an employee has no right to work his normal schedule on a holiday. His schedule is that which is posted for him in accordance with the holiday posting. That in it. Now, what I'm reading to you right now is from the arbitration decision that the contract interpretation manual is getting their interpretation from. Reading from the arbitration decision, it reads as follows: that an employee does, however, have a right to work the schedule which management posts for him in line with our normal posting. It goes off to close out and say, as can be seen, the instructions referred to above only provide that an employee who has been scheduled to work can expect to work and can be required to work the scheduled time for him or her that has been posted and not his or her regular schedule or some hours other than those which were posted for the employee to work on the holiday. Again, don't allow anything about this arbitration decision or Article 11 to take your contractual knowledge outside of holiday understanding. Hey, listen, this is Ken Hodge for the Ken Hodge Postal Podcast. I know I've given you a lot of information to digest today, but let me give you just a quick summary of what we talked about. We talked about holiday scheduling. And again, it's very important or real relevant, this podcast, because we have a holiday coming up. Management has to have that schedule posted the Tuesday preceding the week of the holiday. I threw an extra caveat in for Columbus, Ohio, letting them know that the Tuesday preceding the posting Tuesday, which is actually about 14 days before the actual holiday, Columbus, Ohio has it written into their local LMOU that the union will have a voice in determining contract needs. We talked about holiday scheduling with respect to Article 11.6, and I expanded or embellished because it's important that you understand Article 11.6 is so much more than that little paragraph that you see on that page. And it's important that you have that understanding because it will put the rest of Article 11 in a different perspective for you. My name is Kenny Hodge. I am the host of the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. Tell a phone, tell a friend. Again, I'm trying to increase the podcast following into the hundreds of thousands. I am going to shoot for the moon. And if I miss, I'm still going to land amongst the stars. And I can only do that by putting out quality information to postal employees that they don't mind sharing with others. Have a great day. I'll talk to you when I talk to you.